The Victorian novel, A Mirror of Life. In some senses, the Victorian period can be considered the golden age of the novel. After an initial period of experimentation, the novel had become the art form most capable of reflecting the increasing complexity of the modern world. It was also the main source of entertainment for the educated middle classes. 19th century novelists frequently published their works in installments in literary magazines and periodicals. This form of publication created a new type of expectation in readers who awaited the following installment, anxious to find out what happened next in the story. Thus, the idea of linearity, that is, a story with a beginning, middle and end, became an important feature of the 19th century novel. One of the most popular genres was the Bildungsroman, the novel of formation, which traced the life of the protagonist from infancy to early adulthood. Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre and Dickens's David Copperfield and Great Expectations are among the most famous examples. The main concern of these novels was the relation of the individual to society, in particular the way the individual could find either her own place in society through compromise and a degree of conformism. Unlike their 18th century counterparts, the novelists of the Victorian period were portraying a society in rapid transition. They felt a social and moral responsibility to portray society in a realistic way, denouncing its injustices and iniquities, but also expressing their faith in progress. Typically, the plots of Victorian novels revolved around questions of money, that is, the making and losing of fortunes. However, the main source of this wealth, the British Empire, is rarely mentioned. The narrator of the Victorian novel is typically omniscient, serving both as a moral guide and as an instrument for analysing the psychology of the characters. In late Victorian novels, however, faith in progress and society begins to recede. Individuals are increasingly portrayed as alienated from the world in which they live and powerless to alter their destiny. The characters' interior world, their dreams, their illusions, their despair, become more important, while their external reality becomes increasingly alienating and mechanized.